Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, "Oh Lord, my God, I thank you for deepening my knowledge of your word and for strengthening my faith thereby. I'm grateful to you, O Lord, my God, for deepening my knowledge of your word and for strengthening my faith thereby. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen." Let us pray to our God. Tell God, say, "My Heavenly Father, please let your goodness in abundance define my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, my God, my Heavenly Father, please let the abundance of your goodness, not the badness of those who hate me, but the abundance of your goodness, let it define my life. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen." Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13. I'll read from the Passion Translation of the Holy Bible, TPT version. I read, "You are always and dearly loved by God. So, robe yourself with virtues of God, since you have been divinely chosen to be holy. Be merciful as you endeavor to understand others, and be compassionate, showing kindness towards all. Be gentle and humble, unoffendable in your patience with others. Tolerate the weaknesses of those in the family of faith, forgiving one another in the same way you have been graciously forgiven by Jesus Christ. If you find fault with someone, release this same gift of forgiveness to them." Full stop. Praise God. It will do us a lot of good if we find the time to look at this scripture, in particular Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13. Let's find time to look at it meditatively at least once every week. It tells us to be unoffendable, because being offendable makes us toxic and terrible without knowing it. Please, let us remember that what we are considering is the ninth F of living in readiness for the coming of Jesus Christ. I mean, number 9F, which stands for follow. That is, follow peace with all men and women. One major reason we often fail to live in peace with others is because we expect too much from them. It is the case of an imperfect person expecting perfection from other persons. And when we do not get or see the perfection that we expect in them, we easily take offense. We murmur. We complain. We nag bitterly. How unfair, how unjust we are doing so. The pride and the entitlement spirit hiding in the fallen human nature make our reactions even worse. They make us touchy, irritable, and intolerant. All these traits do not foster peace. They cause quarrels and wars. You know, someone will say, "Oh, he saw me and he did not greet me." Another one will say, "I greeted her, but she only answered with one word, casually. Who does she think she is?" You know, that's how to take offense. But the truth that will set us free is that no one, no person holds us anything. No other human being, no person holds me to greet me, either first or last. Not even my children. We must stop judging, condemning, and taking offenses against other people based on our own selfish expectations. Let us be Christ-like as we wait for Christ our Lord. Let us be unoffendable and thereby follow peace with all men and women. May we be truly ready, happily ready, when Jesus Christ comes. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are grateful to you for the truth that we hear day by day. Lord, may our hearts be fertile grounds. May this truth germinate and bear good fruit. May we be truly and happily ready for our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.